My ancestors are so hard to find, I think some of them must have been in a witness protection program.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you find yourself more interested in what happened in 1823 than in 2023, you are either an archaeologist or a genealogist. Genealogists are people who can't wait to get up in the morning and read the obituaries. I'm told that my ancestors are English and Scottish, but I'd like to know more. Who do I credit for these sharp, handsome features and these bushy eyebrows? There are online people who would love to tell me, for a modest fee, of course. You just spit in a test tube and mail it in for DNA analysis, and it's huge business. More than 26 million have sent in those test tube ancestry kits. There's a cheaper way of doing this. Just announce that you won the lottery, and you will not believe how fast you'll find relatives you never knew you had. There's something alluring about digging into the past, but be warned, you don't know what you'll find. The Smiths were a proud family. Their ancestors included politicians and successful business people. So, they hired an author to compile a family history, a legacy for their children and grandchildren. But they discovered Uncle George, the criminal, who was executed in the electric chair. The author said, "No problem." He wrote, "Great Uncle George occupied a chair of applied electronics at an important government institution, was attached to his position by the strongest of ties, and his death came as a great shock." Of course, there are heartwarming and tear-jerking stories of long-lost families reuniting. Some have discovered that the story they grew up with was a sham. One gentleman discovered that the uncle who sent him money every month was actually his dad. Wow. Some have uncovered scandals that have splintered families. You see, a genealogy isn't just a list of names. It's our DNA, a story of love and loss, triumph and failure. Every family has its secrets, except the family of Jesus, right? Well, Jesus never mailed in a DNA test that we know of, but his genealogy is on public record in Matthew's Gospel. It contains names like Jehoshaphat, Zerubbabel, and Mahalalel. The list reads like a parade of scoundrels, beginning with Abraham, who lied twice to save his own neck. "That's not my wife," he said, "that's my sister." Then there's Abraham's grandson, Jacob. His name means cheater or trickster, and he certainly lived up to it. King Solomon had 300 wives and 700 porcupines, according to a child. Actually, it was concubines. Wow. Down the list, we find prostitutes, murderers, crooks, and idol worshippers. Manasseh sacrificed his own son to Baal and consulted mediums and spiritists. And you thought your family was dysfunctional. When Jesus came, God could have delivered him from the heavens by stork, but he didn't. Why? Because what we needed was a redeemer, one who would enter into our ugliness and make it beautiful. By his death and resurrection, that's what Jesus did. And now we can be part of God's family by grace through faith in him. John 1 tells us, "To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of blood, nor of the desire or will of man, but born of God. Your cells might contain the genetic material of your parents, but the past does not define you. You're a new creation, a child of God, created with value, purpose, and a place to belong. If you enjoy studying ancestry, have fun, but be careful. The last time I shook my family tree, a few nuts fell out."
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."